Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
How you guys doing out there? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright. Give a shout out to my little brother out there on IG. What's going on, Reverend Dr. Patrick? What's going on, you guys, on Facebook Live and on Blog Talk Radio? It's good to be here with you tonight. Tonight I'm talking about investing in your future. Investing in your future. It's so good to be here with you guys tonight. Boy, have I experienced a past week. You know, I went to my brother and sister in the faith and went to Mississippi and to celebrate their daughter's homegoing. It was a celebration. See Ashley Lawrence, a phenomenal woman of God, you know, beautiful person, you know, wife, daughter. She loved God first. So, you know, and life happens, and life happens at inopportune times, and sometimes we don't understand. You know, I came back home to find out that one of my play aunts passed away. And so it's been, needless to say, it's been one of those days, few days, to really, really reflect, you know, how we live our lives. You know, how do you want to leave here? What kind of legacy do you want to leave here when you do leave this place? You know, so to experience the things I've experienced and to see how C. Ashley Lawrence's life was celebrated for who she is and being a child of God and her gifts. And I just want to be there to offer support. I hadn't seen the family there in years, but it was great to be there and just to show that love and show that support. And so then to come back home and found that one of my play aunts, I passed away. It was like, wow. I'm still processing everything because this particular person, my mom was going through, she was there. She was there for her. She gave her support. You know, she sent gifts to the house for her. You know, she would come to see her in the hospital. My mom would call her, check on her, and all these different things. So to see someone from that generation past has been something like, wow, I can't believe it. You know, what's going on, Lonnie? I'm sorry for the loss. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'm going to tell you this. You know, it's not just actually I tell people, you say what you've done, you know, you've gone through a lot. And I say, yeah. You know, I've experienced, you know, you've gone through a lot. And I say, yeah. And I've experienced like something went wrong on my Facebook. Sorry about that. But I experienced some of those things. I experienced the losses. I experienced some of the things. And God is still being good to me. And, you know, and I'm just taking it as it is. What's going on, Crystal? What's going on? Just take it easy. Some of my close friends are coming through to say, hey, this earlier. Hey, Lonnie, Juju, Crystal, what's going on, Crystal? What's going on? You know, that's my besties right there. You know, actually, two of my besties right there. You know, so I appreciate them coming through to say hello. And it was just one of the things, guys, you know, so experiencing that death and just going there, just it was just amazing for me. You got great recovery and peace during time. Thank you, Tamisha. Appreciate you. And so tonight, guys, I'm talking about investing in your future. If anything, this, you know, having experienced that and then she was a young lady, the first funeral I went to, and then, you know, found out that one of my play aunts has passed away. You know, when I came back, it's like, man, So it makes me say I want to make sure that I'm living in a way that's going to give God glory, and I really want to live this life he's called me to live and to do what he's called me to do. How can we do that, guys? We can do that by investing in our future. We can invest in our future. You see, the seed sown today will become the reality of your tomorrow. What seeds are you planting today? Are you investing in your future? You know, thank you, Dr. Patrick, Reverend Dr. Patrick. You know, are you investing in your future? You know, someone asked me, I think, like they're looking at me like, who have you lost? I started going down the list. And I ended with the most important one, my mom. Who I've lost? I've lost in the past couple of years. I've lost aunts, several aunts, a couple of uncles. I say several uncles, a cousin, some cousins, you know, and then my mom, you know. So it's been a lot, but God has been keeping me. And it's so important, guys, it's very, very important that we sow the seeds and we do what God has called us to do, you know. If someone, you know, if someone is getting on your nerves and they've had some offenses, forgive them. Ask the Lord to help you to move beyond those things, work through those things. Because listen, we're not promised tomorrow. I got Slim Merch in the house. What's that, Slim Merch? Nugget. I got Nugget in the house. My cousin, good evening, night, Aspiration family. Thank you, cousin, uncle. Appreciate y'all coming through. Tonight we're talking about investing in your future. It's so important. So let's get to work. First of all, I pray that the Lord will bless this time, that God will bless his word and the conversation we'll have. In Jesus' name, I pray. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it reads, and it says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. In verse 34, it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Now, God wants us to plan, but we have to also be flexible enough to allow him to lead and guide us as he wants to lead and guide us. You know, we have to be flexible enough. Now, tonight's message is entitled Investing in Your Future. Who does not invest in their future? Who does not look and see, what do I need to do to get from point A to point B? Let me study. Let me see what I'm supposed to do. And then go out there and go ahead and do that thing that God's called us to do. You just jump out there? Yeah, you can jump out there. But it's very, very important that we understand the importance of investing in ourselves, investing in our future. You know, if God's called you to do something, don't you study? Don't you make plans? And then aren't you willing to allow God to lead and guide you through whatever it is that you're going through? First point tonight is this: invest in yourself. You know, a lot of us, I don't know about you, I'm not going to say a lot of us. Sometimes, guys, some of us, we love to invest in other people. We can see their dreams, and we can invest in them. We can sow that seed. We can make sure they're encouraged. But when it comes to doing what God has called us to do, sometimes we're either afraid or we don't believe that God can do that thing in our lives. But what would happen if we take that energy and believe what God can do in someone else's life, we apply it to our own lives? What would happen? What can you imagine that could happen if we were to say to ourselves, you know what, I'm trusting and I'm believing God in this area, so I'm going to believe that God can do this in my life. I'm going to believe that God's giving me the strength, that God will give me the grace, just as much grace I pray for other people, I'm going to pray that same grace for me in my life and go ahead and do what God has called me to do. Invest in yourself. Sometimes, I'm going to tell you this. One of my aunt Mim has told me after my mother passed, she said, sometimes, there are some paths that you're not going to be able to, I can't go down some of these paths that you can go. Some of these roads you're going to have to go through by yourself, but I will be here. You know, and I didn't understand that at the time, but it is true. that there are some things that some people will not go down. And there's some things that God will say they can't go down. And you've got to be willing to go and do what God has called you to do. Some people aren't going to be able to walk that road that I had to walk. You know, and some of you guys have walked that road. Some of you guys have lost parents and loved ones. Some of you guys have lost just as much or even more than I've lost. And I've lost. Yeah. You know, and it can really be a loss, right? You can feel that's a loss. But guess what? God allows some things to happen. But guess what? There's sometimes you've got to go down that path. But when you go down that path, you might expect this person to be there. You might expect that person to be there. But guess who's there with you? God is there with you. Jesus is right there with you. I think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fiery furnace. And they looked and they saw a fourth one, like son of God, son of man. You know, there's a fourth person in that fire. They were not by themselves. Listen, you are not by yourself. You are not by yourself because God is there with you. And indeed, some people can't walk that road because they either don't want to go down that road with you, or sometimes people can't go down that road because that's something you have to experience. But one of the things I'm learning, guys, is this. Invest in yourself. When I think about my mother, I think about what God has done for me in my life through her, I think she invested in me. When I thought about the young lady who passed away, C. Ashley Brown Lawrence, you know, she invested because she did what God called her to do. And guess what, guys? It doesn't matter how young or how old we are. One day we're going to stand before God ourselves, and we're going to have to take that rest. And I hope to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. How beautiful a life can you speak that people will come and they'll talk about your life, how you've blessed them. Be a blessing. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Self-care. Self-care is so important. What would happen if we were to take that time to do some self-care, to do some self-reflection? We self-reflecting. What's going on, bro? What would happen in our lives if we were to take that time and invest in ourselves and do what God has called us to do? See, there's nothing wrong with self-care. We love to tell people, we love to invest in people. We love to sometimes, yeah, you need self-care. This person needs self-care. How about you need self-care? How about you need to take some time out to sit down and relax and just enjoy life, enjoy the moment, be present in the moment. You know, scripture tonight, I'm saying Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'm going to read the NIV version. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Seek the kingdom and his righteousness. And why are you seeking the kingdom and the righteousness and his righteousness? Listen, invest. Invest in yourself. Self-care. There's nothing wrong with self-care. If you don't take care of yourself, who's going to take care of you? If you don't take the time to hear what God has to say to you and spend time with God, who's going to do that for you? You know, do you want the anointing? You got to be willing to spend some time with God. You want God to break some things. You want God to work in your life and move in your life. You got to be willing to make some time for him. If you're too tired, guess what? Are you going to be, can you give your best? Can you give your best if you're too tired? No. And one of the things I've learned is this: self-care, taking some time to take care of yourself financially, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically. Need I go on? You know, make sacrifices when needed. And invest in yourself. Sometimes, guys, you have to make sacrifices where you need to. Now, I want to be in this place where God is speaking to me. Well, you need to become like that tree. You know, I love Psalm chapter 1. Become like that tree planted by the rivers of water. You know, spend time with God in his presence. Spend time in his word. Become grounded in his word. Invest in yourself. Listen, sometimes you can't go and hang out. Sometimes you got to spend that time in prayer. Sometimes you have to say, let me seek the kingdom. Let me draw nigh to God so he will draw nigh to me. Let me seek him. Seek him while you might be able to find him. Seek him now. Seek him today. You know? You know, guys, listen. It's really, really important. It's really, really important that you take that time to spend time with yourself, spend time with God, and make sacrifices where needed. Sometimes you can't be everywhere. Sometimes you've got to be by yourself. And sometimes, guys, it can become a lonely road. But guess what? You're not alone. You know, love yourself to life. Whew. Love yourself to life. It's very, very important that you hear what I'm telling you. It's very, very important that we love ourselves. Love yourself to life. Make positive decisions in your life. Make positive decisions and do those things that are in your best interest. Love yourself to life. How do I love myself to life? You invest in yourself. You know, if you need to buy some new shoes, buy some new shoes. If you want to hear from God, take some time, get away so you can hear from God. Seek his face. Sometimes it's about, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's a time for everything. Sometimes it's time for to shut some relationships off, to close some doors so you can hear what God is saying to you. And it's okay if you got to do that. And it's okay if people have to do that. Because guess what? Everyone is working out their own salvation with fear and trembling. You know, it's not about what I do. It's about what you do. It's about what you're deciding to do. Are you deciding, him, I have decided to follow Jesus, you know. And when you get to that point where you say, I have decided to follow Jesus, and then no turning back. Sometimes you've got to love yourself in life. Let me cut some things off so I can hear God speak to me clearly, even more clearly, right? And then spend time with yourself, like I said, spend time with yourself and with God and allow God to speak to you and learn more about yourself. Learn more about yourself. Becoming a caretaker, I loved being a caretaker for my mom. I loved it. I loved it. You hear me? I loved it. And I feel like with her not being here, I feel like, with everything, with processing everything, you know, because in that 1 year, guys, I lost, in 2021, I lost my uncle, aunt, then a few months later, another aunt, and then my mother. And then about 7-8 months later, my godmother, my second mother, you know. And, you know, guys, she's the official second mother. I have some mamas out there. I do have some mamas out there. My mom knew about some of my mamas out there. And I just praise God for that. But I'm telling you this, there are some things I had to learn by myself. And I've learned some things because I've had to walk by myself in some aspects. So, guys, spend time with yourself and with God. You'll learn more about God. You'll learn more about yourself. You know, invest in your dream. Invest in your dream. So first point tonight is just invest in yourself. If I can tell you anything, invest in yourself. I'm glad. I'm thankful for you guys who are here, a couple who are still staying with me. I appreciate you. You know, that's 5 people. Yeah. And yeah. Yeah, Lonnie. Yeah, Juju. That's 5 people. You know. Oh, yeah. Then I put Juju, I put your father down there. I got to add that's 6. And there are a lot of people. You know, and guys, it's about processing everything and working through everything. And I'm like, Lord, let me not take anything for granted. And with this last one who passed, I was like, man, you know, listen, guys, when it's time for us to go, it's time for us to go. And you can say, man, this person's touching life. I've got to do this. I'm going to do this. I want to go over here. I want to go over here. I want to go and minister all over the world, to people, but when it's your time, But what speaks louder is that when you're gone, and there are people who can say, "You touched this person, touched my life. I was going through, and this person helped me." Listen, guys, if I could help somebody along the way, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody along the way, my living shall not be in vain. You know, what's going on, Miss Peggy? In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, it says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." So investing in your dream, you reap what you sow. You know, there's some people out there right now who might be going through right now, right? And you might be going through, you might be experiencing some things. And the thing about it is this. You reap what you sow. What you put out there, it comes back. It does come back. You know, so invest in your dream. How are you investing in your dream? You sow seeds. I know, right? You sow seeds toward your dream. Whatever that dream is. Thank you, Ms. Peggy. Whatever that dream is, you sow that seed, right? And you sow it. You know, if you want to be a blessing, you want to experience God's blessing, sow that seed. Sow that seed. Be willing to say, you know what? I'm believing God for this. I'm going to bless someone with this. I'm going to bless someone with my time. I'm going to bless my own ministry with my time. I'm going to sow seed. I'm going to sow in tears. You might sow in financial. You might sow in prayers. You might sow in whichever way you sow. Sow some seeds toward your dream. Not some, but sow seeds. Sow seeds. Study to show yourself approved. You know, sow seeds. Study. When you study, guess what? You're learning more about different things. We learn about the things that God has blessed you with, and you're learning about those different things you need to know in your profession and in whatever dream God has placed on the inside of you. Guess what? Invest in your dream. Invest in yourself. First point tonight, invest in yourself. Second point, like I said, invest in your dream. Sow into others. See, Jesus planted seeds into the lives of those he loved. He sowed seeds. He sowed seeds. When he healed those people, he sowed seeds. And they would get up, they can rejoice and praise God and tell everyone, "You're sowing seeds." Ms. Peggy says, true. What you give always comes back to you, positive or negative. Sowing seeds sets your foundation with God. And thank you so much, Ms. Peggy. Ms. Peggy, you said something that is really, really, really true, Ms. Peggy. Positive and negative. Let's break down sowing those seeds. Guys, we can sow some positive seeds. We got some positive results. Sow some negative seeds. Guess what? You're going to get some negative results. That becomes very, very important. That it's very, very important that we judge a tree by its fruit. What action is that person producing? But what action does that person produce in the lives of others? Guess what? It might not look like it, but guess what? You're going to experience some things. You are going to experience some things. If you sow some negative things, guess what? Some negative things are going to come back. So it's very, very important that you understand that principle. That's coming. You do something negative, guess what? It will come back. Listen to this. Spend time with your dream. How many of us spend time with our dreams? Those things that God has called us to do. Those things we've been praying about. Are you just praying about it? Are those dreams just in your mind, or have you written those dreams down? Have you written down where you're trying to go? Have you written those things down? Spend time with your dream and build a good house on a solid foundation. Come on, somebody. Build that house on a strong foundation. Because when it's built on a strong foundation, when the winds blow, dun, dun, when the rain comes down, guess what? That house will be able to stand. Yeah. The wise and the foolish builders in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Read that on your own. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And guess what? Life's going to happen. And how are you going to be able to withstand those things? Is your foundation secure? So listen, spend time with your dreams and build a good house on a solid foundation. And Jesus is that foundation. You know, build that house on a strong foundation. Jesus is that rock, right? That's a good one. Spend time with your dream. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Juju. That is so, so true. That is so, so true. Yeah, spend time with your dream. Sometimes we spend time telling other people about dreams. But we're not investing our dream. We just have it in our mind. How about writing it down? How about saying, let me take a step. Let me take a course if I need to take a course. Let me study and see how this person has done this. And listen to this. One of the things I'm learning about life is that God networks, okay? God will network and replace people that whom you need to talk with and whom you need to learn from, or possibly they need to learn from you, because it's a give and take. It's reciprocal. And God will bring that person to share something into your life and to show you something, teach you something if you are receptive. But you got to spend time with your dream. Spend time with your dream. Honestly, guys, how many of us talk about we would like to do this, but we're not going to really do that? Listen, guys, I am serious about my weight. I'm serious about my health. And I'm doing a thing, guys. I'm actually losing some weight, and I'm feeling good. I'm in it to win it. Invest in your future. Invest in your dream. Yes, I love, yeah, John, Jesus says, yes, God networks. Yes, he does networks, right? God networks, right, Juju? Tamisha, we spend time working someone else's dream and not enough time with our own. That is so true, Tamisha. We spend time working someone else's dream. Yeah, I said that earlier. And not on our own. That's it. You know, so what would happen if we just invest in our own dream? But I'm going to tell you this, going back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, right? Seek God more than your dream. And invest in your dream. I know you might be saying, what are you talking about? In investing in your dream, make sure that you seek God more than your dream. Come on, somebody. Make sure you seek God more than your dream. So in the whole concept of investing in your dream, understand the importance of investing in your dream, but make sure you recognize that God is more important than that dream. God is a dream giver. God will lead and guide you. But as you invest, don't take your eyes off of God. As you invest, don't forget that it is God who's blessed you and who is blessing you. So don't take your eyes off of God. Remember that God is more important than the dream. Seek the dream giver, the dream maker. Seek God. Keep your eyes on God. Keep your heart toward God. So while you're investing, God is your foundation. Jesus Christ is your foundation. The Word of God, and building upon the Word of God, building upon God's truths. Invest in your dream. But make sure that you remember that God is bigger than that dream, and that you seek God more than the dream. You seek the one who's given that dream and has placed that dream and that desire in your heart. Seek God. Seek God. Listen, guys, I'm telling you this. There's some people you might say, I can't even imagine this person not being here. You know, and listen, when it's time, it's time. When it is time, it is time. God's calling the young, he's calling the old, and people going home. But we're still here, and I still believe this. If you're here for a reason, we're here for a purpose. When God says our purpose has been done and complete, it's time to go home. Ms. Peggy says that seeing it in writing makes it more real and gives you more motivation to move forward with your dream, become a reality. Yes, write the dream. Make the vision plain. Write it out. And it holds you accountable, too. It gives you the motivation and it holds you accountable because you just don't have this dream in your head and in your heart. You know, you can read it and see it. Now it's just a matter of you connecting those dots and doing what God has called you to do and then moving forward with that dream. You become accountable. It holds you accountable when you write it down because you can see it. Nolani says, study your dream, investigate your dream, ponder your dream. All right, come on down, Juju. I'm about to bring you on live now. Don't be playing. Don't be playing, Juju. Study your dream. Investigate your dream. Ponder your dream. Okay. Now, listen. Now, I want to ask you this question. Are you ready for this question? Now, I'm going to read this again because I got to read it so I can get this into my spirit even a little bit more, Juju. Juju said on, study your dream. Investigate your dream. Ponder your dream. Just make sure. Just make sure that you understand that God is bigger than a dream. So while you're doing all those things with the dream, you're still seeking God. God is your foundation. Don't place a dream above God. God, thank you for this dream. Thank you for opening up the doors that need to be opened up for me in this season. And Lord, let me not fear. Let me walk because I trust in you. So I'm going to walk through this door and I'm going to trust you. Listen, tonight, guys, let me tell you something. Live like you've never lived before. Live each moment like you've never lived before. Invest in your future. Doom, doom, LOL. Listen. But listen, it is so, so true, guys. It is so, so true. If anything, guys, is making me say, you know what, let me seek God because it's real. Because some of us are just living like we're going to be here forever. Listen, guys, do what God's called you to do. Stop playing. Invest in your future. First point, invest in yourself. Second point, invest in your dream. My third point, are you ready? Are you ready? Time is moving really fast. Yeah, Miss Peggy, time is moving really, really fast. We are mid-July. I can't believe it. You know, but move. Do what God's called you to do. Here's you ready for the next question, guys? You ready for this question? Where is God in your present, right, and in your future? Oops. Third point tonight, where is God in your present and in your future? Is God bigger than, are you focusing so much on the dream that you're forgetting about God? Are you still seeking God's, are you still seeking God's face? Are you still seeking God? Are you still seeking God? Where is God in your present, where are you right now, and in your future? Does this dream align with God's word and with what he has shown you? You know, sometimes, guys, you know, we might have a dream and sometimes God might move some things in and out, and then you realize, okay, God had to do some adjustments, and some adjusting might take place, you know, but we might say, okay, God, I'm believing this, I'm going this way, and God might say, I want you to turn left. No, God, I'm supposed to go right. No, I want you to turn left. Or God might say, stop. But God might close the door and say, not right now. But where is God in your present? Are you including him in your present? And in your future, are you seeking God's face? Lord, you know, what would you want me to do in my life? And where do you see me? What can you show me, Lord? You know, I'm going to tell you this, guys. Making sure that your dream aligns with God's word and with what God is trying to tell you and move doing your life is so important. Our decisions going in alignment with where he's trying to take you and where he's trying to take me. Are we in alignment at all? You know, that's something for you to ponder. It's not for me to tell you. It's for you to ponder and for you to find out for yourself. Am I headed in the right direction I'm supposed to go in? You know, would God be honored about what you are doing and saying? You know, would God be honored with what you're doing and with what you're saying? You know, guys, you know, listen, this thing is serious. If you don't understand it, it is serious. That's called life. Life is serious. As far as God and, you know, are your actions, are they supporting? Are they supporting details in your life? Are they supporting where you're trying to go? Are they supporting your dream or where God's trying to take you? See, God's alignment is God's plan. God's alignment is God's plan. Let me stay on that, Ms. Peggy. Ms. Peggy, I want you to elaborate on that a little bit more for me, if you would. God's alignment is God's plan. What are you trying to say, Ms. Peggy? I want you to give me a little bit more. I need you to go deeper for me just a little bit. I'm trying to make sure I have an understanding of what you are saying. God's alignment is God's plan. God will make some alignments. You know, listen. You might have that vision in your mind, but guess what? God will order your footsteps if you allow him to. God's alignment is God's plan. Listen, God aligns. If you allow God to move and guide you, guess what? He will. He will make an alignment. He will align some things. And then you have to make sure that you are in alignment with his plan. You have to make sure you are in alignment. You say God's plan is for us to be in alignment with him by following or letting him take the wheel. Right. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Fake. I understand what you're trying to say. I understand what you're trying to say now. Okay. God's plan is for us to be in alignment with him. That's right. How? By following and or letting him take the wheel and allowing him to lead and guide us. And what happens, guys, is when we don't allow God to do that, sometimes we do face things like depression, anxiety, because you're trying to figure out, but there's just some things we are in control of. There's some things that we are not in control of. And learning how to say, okay, God, what are you trying to teach me in this situation? Dude, what am I supposed to be learning in this situation? I need to know. I need to know. Have you guys ever been in that place where you say, I need to know? And God is saying, not just yet. But I'm saying, I'm trusting you, God. I'm trusting you in this situation. And just saying, okay, Lord, take the wheel. I like that, Ms. Peggy. God's alignment is God's plan. Yeah. We've got to allow him to do that. Have you even asked the Holy Spirit to talk with you about your plan? Have you asked God, Lord, please show me. Please help me to understand this plan. Have you ever asked God? I have this vision, Lord, please speak to me. What am I supposed to do in this season? You know, is God involved? Have you allowed God to lead and guide you and be involved in this whole planning process? Have you ever said, you know, Lord, have your way. Please show me how I'm supposed to make this impact, how I'm supposed to move from point A to point B. Sometimes God might just say, just follow me. Hear my voice. Just follow me. You might say, just be obedient. You might not understand everything, but just be obedient and I will help you and I will show you. You know, tonight I'm talking about investing in your future. First point, invest in yourself. Second point, invest in your dreams. Third point, where we are right now, where is God in your present and in your future? You know, I'm going to encourage you to ask God to show you what you need to know in this season in your life. Ask the Lord to show you. Then be receptive. Include God in everything you're trying to do. Include God in where you're trying to go. Include God, Lord, I believe you called me to do this. Help me to do this. And then just go ahead and do what God has called you to do. No, allow God to show you. You know, and sometimes, guys, God can take the things that we say, God, this will never work, and he will show you this is all a part of the plan. It can work, and it will work. You know, Lonnie, Juju says this, well, when you ask God about your plan, do you take the time to hear his answer? All right, now. All right, you guys are preaching. You ladies over here preaching tonight. Let me ask that. Let me say it again. Juju said, when you ask God about your plan, do you take the time to hear his answer? Do you take time to hear his answer? And even, do you want to hear his answer? Because sometimes, guys, I believe that sometimes we say we want to hear God's plan, but when God says, I want you to do this, you say, God, I don't want to do that. I didn't think that was part of the plan. But it's about being open. Because remember, the things that being open and being obedient. You know, Ms. Peggy says this, even though we don't at the time can't see what God is doing, eventually he does reveal it to us over time. Yeah. And if he decides to show you, he shows you. If sometimes he can give you the picture and you see the end result, but it's like, how am I going to get there? How am I going to get to that point? I used to worry of so much sometimes about how. And then I just had to realize and just learn to grow and still growing in that it's not about how. It's about trusting God that he's going to do it. You know, you say, Lord, you placed this in my heart. I believed as a kid, and I'm waiting to see this happen in my life. And guess what? I'm still encouraged. I'm still encouraged. Abraham was old. Abraham and Sarah were old when they had the first one. Oh, but they trusted the promise. They believed the promise. You know, whatever it is that God has called you to do, whatever it is, guess what? You're not too old. God can do it. And you might say, what does this have to do with that? You never know how God can use what you're going through, because he will use what you're going through to bless you and prepare you for the next season of your life. God can take what you might appear to be the ugliest thing, the nastiest thing, and bless your life just so he can get the glory. I'm talking about glory. Will God be glorified by what you're doing? You know, ultimately, God wants to be glorified. He wants to get the glory. Are people going to see God and praise him, praise God for what he's doing in your life? Is it about you getting the glory, or is it about God getting the glory? Is it about you, or is it about God? You know, Judy says, that's when we have to allow God to be God, and we are the son. Yeah. I love that, Juju. That's when we have to allow God to be God, and we are the son. Your son is a daughter. We're his children. God's be God, and we're his children. I'm trusting that you know what I need, God. You know exactly what I need. And I thank you for blessing me with what I need. So my fourth point tonight is this. Stop, look, and listen. Stop, look. Stop, look, and listen, right? Gosh, you know, you got to stop, look, and listen. Stop right where you are. You know, guys, you know, and one thing that I do believe, and I do believe this, and you're saying, what do I believe? I'm going to tell you what I believe. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm glad you guys are still hanging in there with me tonight. You know, Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says this, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Listen, again, Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Yes, who have been called according to his purpose. Listen, guys, thank you, Miss Peggy. Stop looking, listen, guys. It is, I'm going to tell you this. God will work things all together. He'll work everything out for your own good. Just remember that. Stop, look, and listen. It is good to have some benchmarks to see your progress. It is good to have some benchmarks. And whether like in education, we have benchmarks. You know, in some of your, you know, as far as making SMART goals, you have some benchmarks. Am I making any progress? Am I making any progress? You know, I want you to listen to this. Focus on you and realize that people have things going on in their lives too. Don't lose yourself in everything that's going on around you. One of the things that helped me in this whole thing also, in this whole thing called life is this. Sometimes we become upset. We're like, how come this person is not responding and that person not responding? It goes along with what Ms. Peggy just now said. She just wrote here on Facebook Live, be patient. You know, be patient. I understand what you're saying. Be patient. I understand what you're saying. Be patient. We have to have patience. You know, and we have to understand this, guys. What will happen if we focus on ourselves? And invest in ourselves, we have to focus on ourselves. I'm not going to be so focused on what this person might be going through and why they are not responding the way I want them to respond. Hey, they might be going through something. Listen, you never know what people are going through. You never know what people are going through and what people are dealing with in their lives. You know, one thing, you know, we can always look and we can always say, this person was not there, that person was not there, but you don't know what those people are going through. You might not know that person might be so stressed and they're not even focused on you and your dream because they're going through. Some people just are barely making it. They're trying to live because they're going through some things. They're going through some situations. You know, stop, look, and listen. You know, Lonnie says, pay attention. Again, allow God to be God. Yeah, allow God to be God. Allow God to be God. And don't lose yourself in everything. Don't lose yourself in everything. Sometimes I've learned to do this. Just pray for people. Pray for people. Pray for yourself. And just saying, God, I trust you. I trust you in this situation. This person's not responding the way I need them to respond. I'm not going to become depressed or anxious and have an anxiety attack. I'm just going to trust you. And I pray for them, and they will come around if they come around, if they come around. Because remember, there's a season for everything. So sometimes God is closing some doors. And then that whole thing about investing in your future, sometimes God will close those doors that need to be closed so that you can focus on investing in yourself so he can hear, you can hear his voice. You know, sometimes God will do that. You know, and listen to this. Your life is about you. Understand that everyone is not in the same season as you are in. And you might be by yourself, but you're not. But listen, being by yourself is really just, it's really you and God. You're not by yourself. That's the whole thing. You are not by yourself. Have you ever felt like sometimes you're by yourself as far as having a physical person? You know, but God's presence is there. But, you know, like, you might say, Lord, I want another human person around me. But you might be just going through something, and it might be a time where God just needs your attention. But I want to tell you this. What you're going through is what you're going through. What Juju might be going through is not what I'm going through. What Ms. Peggy might be going through is not what I'm going through. There are some times, guys, where everything will overlap. We might go through some of the same things. But listen, your life is about you. And just understand that everyone is not in the same season as you are in. What's going on, Trina? Everyone is not in the same season that you are in. In with the positive, out with the negative. In with the positives, think positive things, out with the negative things. It's time that we say, Lord, I'm thirsting. I thirst for you. I thirst for you. Stop looking, listen, guys. You know, I think once you realize that, you know, out with the positive. I mean, in with the positive, out with the negative. Let the negative things go. Well, I love that. You know what? If I had a mic and I could just, this is my mic, I might have to throw this at you, Juju. I might have to throw this at you. Juju says this. She wrote this. I believe alone time is fine-tuning time. Yes, alone time is fine-tuning time. It's fine-tuning. It is fine-tuning time. You know, guys, and sometimes, guys, it's okay. it's okay to say, you know what, I need to separate myself for a minute so I can hear what God is saying to me. And those negative thoughts come, guys, kick those negative thoughts out. Replace those things with positive thoughts. Yeah, drop the mic on that one. Drop the mic on that one, Miss Piggy. Dropping the mic. Dropping the mic on that one. That's some good. You guys are giving some good stuff tonight. You guys are saying some good things tonight. Praise God. Fifth thing, invest in your future. Invest in your future, guys. Invest in your future. Invest. Ms. Peggy says this, God also has us go through things to help others who may go through something similar to what we might have experienced. Yeah, that's so true, Ms. Peggy. I do believe that. We go through and we experience things so we can help someone else. So we can help someone else along the way who might be going through what we're going through. Tonight, if you're coming through tonight, what's going on, Edward? What's going on tonight? We're talking about investing in your future. First point, invest in yourself. Second point, invest in your dream. Third point, or my question, my third point was this. Where is God in your present and in your future? Where is God in your present and in your future? Then my fourth thing I was talking about, stop, look, and listen. And then finally, invest in your future. Doom-doom. How do you invest in your future? Doom-doom. You put God first. Stay God-focused. So invest in your future. Stay God-focused. God is the dream giver. Guess what? The dream is not bigger than God. Stay God-focused. Keep your eyes on God. You might be hurting right now. You might be in pain. But say, Lord, I trust you even in this pain. I trust you, and I pray for your healing even in this pain, even in the midst of what I'm experiencing and going through. I am trusting you, God. Trust him. Praise him. Pray. Praise him. Trust him. Put God first and stay God-focused. Second point tonight, listen to this. Decide to follow God's lead and God's road for your life. Lord, I'm going to, yes. Stay focused and decide to follow God's roadmap for your life. Lord, here's my plan. And then you say, I trust you, God. I'm trusting you. And if God can give you the vision, you say, Lord, thank you. I received that vision. Now I'm going to trust you to lead and guide me. And I'm going to do what you called me to do. And when that door opens, I'm going to walk through that door. Trina says, stay God-focused. Love it. Praise God, Trina. Yeah, stay God-focused. Lord, I'm thanking you for this dream. Help me. I'm keeping you first. Lead and guide me, and I'm going to trust your roadmap for my life. Now, I might not understand it, but I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to do what you've called me to do. Help me, Lord, in this season. My prayer is this. Lord, help me not to become all focused, doing good things. I want to do the best thing that you have for me to do in that season. Not just good things. I want to do what you want me to do. Your will. You know, give thanks for the little things. So this whole thing about investing in your future, give thanks. Even when it seems like you've hit a pothole, guess what? That pothole is a part of the plan. And guess what? God will make that alignment. Yes, he will. God will make that alignment. He will. If you need your front wheel alignment, guess what? God will do that. And God will lead and guide you if you allow him to do that. Give thanks for the little things. I thank God for the little things. Thank God that I'm able to get up. Thank God I'm able to walk. Thank God that I'm able to do some things. Because guess what? There's someone out there who might be going through something a little harder than what I'm going through and than what you're going through. Juju says this, as long as the God-given dream is bigger than your ability, then you have to rely on God to accomplish it. All right? All right, now, don't make me have to come through there and slap you, Juju. Juju said this, as long as the God-given dream is bigger than your ability, then you have to rely on God to accomplish it. The substance of things, what? Hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, right? Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And listen to the honest, if you can see it, is that faith? If you can, in other words, faith is believing, but even though you don't see it, but you believe it. You know, if your God-given dream is bigger than you, like Juju said, you have to rely on him. You have to rely on God to accomplish it. In other words, guys, we cannot forget. It's all about God. He can lead and guide us if we are willing to allow him to do that. And you will have what you speak out of your mouth, life. Because the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue, right? Life and death is in the power of the tongue, guys. Sometimes we're speaking of, you know, what are you speaking? What are you speaking over your life? What are you speaking? Are you investing in your future? Are you speaking against what God's trying to do? Are you speaking what God is trying to do in your life? Are you speaking life over it? I trust you. I believe you. Or are you speaking doubt? What are you speaking? But you will have what you speak out of your life. And when you wonder, how come I've never gotten this? Well, you've always said you never will. So how can you believe God to do something, but you're always speaking like it never, that will never happen for me? Lord, help me to give thanks and help me with my faith so that my faith will inspire you. My faith will inspire you, God, to move. Because see, God, listen, our faith, what are you speaking? Do you trust God? Do you trust God? You know, trust him. You know, and then not only that, stay committed to God and to your dream. Stay committed to God and to your dream. And sometimes, guys, in staying committed to God and to your dream, sometimes that investing means letting go. Sometimes that investing means letting go of some person, places, and things. You know, what is a hindrance? What is a hindrance to you? Is relationship a hindrance to you? So sometimes investing in yourself, like the last point I'm saying, stay committed to God and to your dream. Stay committed to God and to your dream, what he's called you to do. Stay committed. And some people will tell you, you're never going to do this. You're never going to do this. I've heard some people in the industry, I saw some things and some old videos, and someone said, told someone, you're not going to be pretty enough. Rue McClanahan, I think, you know, you're never going to be pretty enough. You're never going to do this. You're never going to do that. And look how her career was 40-something years later. Listen, God can do what God will do. You stay committed to God and to his dream. And part of the thing is being obedient. It's about being obedient. You know, and again, guys, sometimes investing means letting go. And it's okay to let go. Yes, true, Lonnie, Juju. You said, and then go is okay. Yeah, it's okay to let go. It's okay to let go. But Peggy says this, remember God chose you for that dream, not someone else, that dream for a purpose. God entrusts us with those dreams. That right there tells me God picked me for this dream. That's a feeling of being of honor. That's a feeling of being honored to have been chosen to flourish that dream. Praise God. And what God gives you, guess what? If God did it and God gave that dream to you, guess what? You can ask someone else. You can tell them your dream. But guess what? Don't let that stop you. Don't let that stop you, because what they do and what you do are two totally different things. It might be similar, but whatever God told you to do, you do it. Well, that's a good one, Judy's saying, but did God say it's okay to let go if God tells you to let go? Yeah, stop playing, doing all that juju on here, okay? Letting go is okay if God tells you to let go. And if you feel like you've got to let go so you can do what God's called you to do, listen, you work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Oh, she said, but what did God say? That's a good thing. Okay. You know, but did God say? Well, did God say? Yeah. But what did God say? I know what you meant, Juju. But what did God say? Thank you for correcting that. You know, and honestly, guys, that's really the thing. The biggest thing is, what did God say? When God moves, you move. When he tells you stop, you stop. You keep your focus on God and do what God's called you to do. Invest in your future. Invest in your future. Invest in your future. Wherever you guys are, I want you to say, I will invest in my future. There's a season for everything, even a season to let go. All right? You know what? Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's a season for everything. He said, I'm done. Listen, Juju has worn herself out tonight. Juju and Miss Peggy have worn themselves out tonight. She said, I'm done. Listen, guys, it's about encouraging one another. That's what I do the Hard Love Radio Show. It's about encouraging one another. I appreciate you guys coming through. I appreciate all you guys for coming through. Some I've seen, some I haven't seen. Some didn't say anything else later, but I had my friend Nugget, one of my besties, Nugget, came through, Slim Merch, my cousin, Lonnie, Miss Peggy, Tamisha came through. I don't know if she's still here. And then Eddie Edward came through. Hey, and then Trina, I appreciate you guys. And some people came through and I didn't know. But I thank you guys for coming through tonight. Thank you for your support. Thank you, Miss Peggy. Thank you. She said this was extremely encouraging. Thank you all. You know, the biggest thing, guys, is that I need you. You need me. We need each other. If you have any prayer requests, please drop your prayer requests down here. I'll make sure I go back and through these things and I'll read them and I'll pray over them. I just want to say God bless you. I'm going to say God bless you. I'm going to send out some love to the Brown Lawrence family, the Brown family and the Lawrence family, as well as McKenzie family. You know, send some love out to them, you know, and for their losses. And guys, listen, love each other. Love each other. Love each other. And I'm really, really grateful for what God is doing in my life. I want to say God bless you, guys. Continue to pray for my ministry. Be encouraged. And know that God is with you. Juju says, G, you know I'm always with you. Yes, I do. Yes, you're one of my besties. You're my besties. How many years? Like 30 years, 30 years. You know, and I'm really grateful. I'm really, really grateful. I'm really, really grateful for the love and support. God bless you guys. I thank you so, so much. Thank you so, so much. Be encouraged. And thank you guys for keeping your thoughts and prayers. You know, I'm still processing everything. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful, guys. Be grateful. Be grateful and know that God has not forgotten about us. And while we're going through, continue to keep God first. Keep and trust his plan. Invest in your future. You say, hey, stop that. Amen, everyone. Have a good evening. Go to sleep with a smile on your face. I am. Thank you, G. Praise God. Stop what, Juju? Stop what? You know, but I'm going to say, God bless you. God bless you. You know he's not. I'm trying. I understand what you're talking about. Stop that. HB. Oh, listen. Listen, you look like, listen, we've known each other for, I've already said it now. And you don't look a day older than 19. So come on. You don't look a day over 19. Come on now. You know, listen, many didn't make it, and we're still here, right? We're still here. I'm not aging you. You're still in your 19, your teenager years, okay? But listen, God bless you guys. God bless you. And I just want to say I appreciate you guys so, 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 so much. Spread love. You know, yeah, that's my girl. You know, listen, guys, I'm going to say God bless you guys. Have a good night. Continue to pray for my ministry, Fire Heart Ministries, the Hard Love Radio Show. My music, check it out on iTunes. Just look for G. Wright. my book, A Poet's Heart, Reverend Dr. G. Wright, on Amazon. God bless you, and I will see you guys later. Okay? Have a good one. I'm not going to be on Thursday. I'm going to a conference on Thursday night, so I'm not going to be, or I might come through just to say hello. But I'll say good night, everyone, because, you know, I'll keep on talking. God bless you guys, and I'll see you guys soon.